Time to check in with MSU basketball coach extraordinaire Tom Izzo and the ringmaster to do all of that in all MSU sports, Mr. Steve Courtney.
All right, Dub, thank you very much. Good morning once again, my friends. Well, Saturday afternoon at the Breslin Center, we saw the Michigan State Spartans turn in maybe their best half of the year. They were certainly on point, building a 43-23 lead at the half over the visiting Toledo Rockets on their way to an 81-68 win. By the way, for those of you keeping score at home, it was win number 650 in the illustrious career of our next guest, Magnum T.I. Tom Izzo. Coach, how are you?
Morning, Coach.
I'm 500 victories short of Mike Krzyzewski. That's how I am.
Hey, stick with it. You know, it'll happen, no question about it. But truly, a great first half there, Coach. We've talked about the turnover situation. You took care of the ball, only four turnovers. Meanwhile, you turned nine Toledo turnovers into 14 points. So that was certainly a step in the right direction, right?
I think you're right. I mean, Steve, it was probably our best half. You know, we started out, we had five great looks, didn't make a shot, and then all of a sudden we ended up shooting 50-some from the three. We shot, I think, over 50 from the field. We had four turnovers. We rebounded decently. We defended unbelievably. In fact, they hit a three at the buzzer. They would have been in the 20s in both. And it was our best half. And then, like a young, inexperienced, immature a little bit, you know, as we grow, I don't mean that negatively, just maturity, we did not do the same thing the second half. And that was disappointing, and I give a lot of credit to Toledo. I thought Todd did a great job. You know, they hit a big three at the buzzer. We were up 26 in the first half at one time. They hit a three to cut it to 20, and they kept that momentum in the second half. And so, I mean, the game was never in doubt, but it was more sloppily played in the second half. We had eight turnovers. We had didn't shoot nearly as well, and that part was disappointing. And yet, trying to look at the positives and be unlike me and figure that it was still a pretty good day.
Well, from the offensive side of things, when you take a look at it, we've discussed the situation beyond the arc from time to time. 46.2%, as a matter of fact. And let the records indicate, Marcus Bingham Jr., he was one for one in that department. In the first half, had a wide open look, and by golly, he made it count. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. You know, I'm not sure as much as you did, but that's why you're a radio guy and I'm a coach. But, you know, it was, hey, listen, Marcus can shoot the ball. You know, it's sometimes, you know, why he doesn't shoot as many is sometimes he'll take a step back or off the dribble. And this was a great shot, and he is a very good shooter. But Marcus is playing better and better. We felt as a staff we did not get him the ball as much on the post as he should have had, and we struggle with that a little bit.
As we prepare to kick off the Big Ten schedule Wednesday night in Minnesota, let the records indicate as we talk about this Spartan defense, in the seven non-conference victories, all of the non-conference opponents held under 70 points. That is the defense. That is the staple of a Tom Izzo coach team.
Well, I got to admit, it's been even better than I thought. You know, where last year we were one of the worst. And it's not just the points because so much of that's dictated by the pace. But it's the field goal percentage. You know, we're holding people 36 and 26 from the three. You know, those are impressive stats. Gets our running game going. And if we don't turn it over, that's where you can really make some hay. So we are improving. We're improving a little bit on the offensive end. Our point guards are getting a little better. I still think there's a lot of room for improvement. And I guess somewhere that's the good news. Now we're going to run into a team, Minnesota, whoever thought they'd sit there being, you know, at 7-0 themselves. And they have a, you know, Ben Johnson, guy I recruited, has done a very good job there. He's got his team playing well. They got three guys that just shoot the lights out of the ball and not a lot of depth. But we're going to go into a hornet's nest because they have confidence. They've just beaten Pittsburgh and Mississippi State on the road. And you know, what seemed like early in the year, you'd say, boy, that's a game you should win. All of a sudden, they could be ranked this week for all I know.
Well, and then maybe you go into the land of 10,000 lakes, Coach, with a little chip on your shoulder. The visit there last year did not work out. It didn't work out at all.
Well, that's a polite way of saying the woodshed. But
he's very polite, Coach.
Very polite. Yeah, you know, I got to admit it was one of the worst beatings that I've had. You know, we just did not play well. We were not ready to play, which is all my fault. And I think for the most part they played well, and the combination was an 81-56 thrashing. So. Yeah, we've got that under our belts, too, and yet that was last year. This is a different year for them and us.
Well, you know what? It's nice when you have four of the five starters in that tilt against Toledo get to double digits, and a guy like A.J. Hogard, really love the way he's attacking this game. He comes off the bench, gives you 10, not to mention a couple of steals, four assists. He is certainly a contributor right now.
Well, I think that has been some of the difference in our team right now. He still had a couple of bad turnovers, but I think you're 100% right. He's done a better job on both ends of the court. Tyson Walker's playing better on both ends of the court. They're getting their sea legs. He's been playing good now the last two games, so our point guard situation's getting better. And I think you start, you know, getting quarterbacks good, then your team's better. So we are making progress. It's just I'd say now we'll still be concerned with the turnovers, but we're also, now we'll look at can we get more consistent, and that'll be the next step in this process of a season.
Well, taking a look at the schedule here, again, not to put the cart before the horse, you got High Point on December 29th, then you go to Northwestern on January 2nd. You're going to get a chance to go to ATL to check out that Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl with Mel Tucker and Pat Narduzzi?
You know, it'll be interesting. Of all the teams we play against, the former Spartan, you know, Pat was here for, 12 years, 10 years, whatever he was here. And, I'm just happy we got in one of the major bowls. And I guess both teams from Michigan here, our state, are in good position. It's like Belen and I used to talk about rivalries, not a rivalry until both teams are good. And so we're both playing in big bowls. Of course, Michigan in the biggest bowl, but I'm going to try to. I don't know. You know, it's 29th and we play in the 2nd. So if I can borrow the Courtney plane and fly in, fly out.
Done deal.
Yeah.
If I can't, if I gotta use the Courtney Fred Flintstone mobile, I probably don't.
Let us know if you need tickets, Coach. We had Alan Haller on earlier today, the MSU athletic director. And if he's still talking to us after our interview today, then I can call him on your behalf if you need tickets.
You can hook me up?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's a good guy you are, and I appreciate it, guys. Let's see if we can get a win on the road, first Big Ten game. It'll be, I think, a big game. So we're looking forward to it.
Say if he'll still talk to us, Coach, is that somehow inadvertently some technical snafu happened, and as we brought him on as the athletic director from MSU, the Michigan fight song played. So you can imagine his reaction and mine. What do you always say?
Blame your assistants without the T in there. That's what I would do. You always got to blame your assistants, as Jed would say. Take care, guys.
All right, Coach. Thanks. Good Big Ten opener Wednesday night in Minnesota against the Golden Gophers. 9 o'clock is the tip. Pre-game festivities here on WJR getting underway at 8.
Coach Tom Izzo and Mr. Steve Courtney.